I reckon you ain't familiar with these here parts. You know, there's a story behind that there saloon. 20 years ago, two outlaws took this whole town over. Sheriffs couldn't stop them. Quickest damn gunslingers I've ever seen. Got murdered in cold blood. That old saloon there was their little home away from home. They say the ghosts of bad news still live in that tavern. And on a quiet night, you can still hear the footsteps of Slim Shady and Royce the 5'9".
I don't speak, I float in the air wrapped in a sheet. I'm not a real person, I'm a ghost trapped in a beat. I translate when my voice is read through a seismograph, and the noise is spread, picked up and transmitted through Royce's head. Trap him in his room, possess him in Royce's bed, till the evilness flows through his blood like poisonous lead. Told him each one of his boys is dead. I asked him to come to the dark side, he made a choice and said,
"Too hard, yo, I done heard worse. We can get in two cars and accelerate at each other to see which one'll swerve first. Two blind bandits panic, whose mental capacity holds that of a globe on top of 9 other planets. Kiss the cheek of the devil, intelligence level is hellier than treble, peeking on speakers in the ghetto. Dismissal, I'm not a fair man, disgrace the race of an atheist. Intercepting missiles with my bare hands like a patriot. One track site without source, I buried the Christ corpse in my past life when the black knight mounted the white horse. And stay over word, it's like the Nazis in the nation collaborating, attempting to take over the earth.
Cause this is what happens when bad meets evil. And we hit the trees till we look like Vietnamese people. He's evil, and I'm bad like Steve Siegel. Above the law, cause I don't agree with police either.
Shit, me neither.
We ain't eager to be legal, so please leave me with the keys to your G-Beagle. I breathe ether in 3 lethal amounts while I stab myself in the knee with a diseased needle. Releasing rays on anybody in squeezing range. Cold enough to make the seasons change in the freezing rain.
He's insane.
No, I'm not. I just want to shoot up and I'm pissed off because I can't find a decent
game. The disaster adrift. I'm bad enough to commit suicide and survive long enough to kill my soul after I'm dead. When in danger, it's funny. Actually, my flavor's similar to a waiter because I serve any stranger with money. I spray 100 men until they joint chains while slipping bullets at point blank range like they was punching. Piss on the flag and burn it, murder you, then come to your funeral service lobby and strangle your body to confirm it. Whipping human ass, throwing blows, cracking jaws with my fist wrapped in gauze. Dipped in glue and glass, I'm blazing MCs. At the same time, amazing MCs. Somehow, MCs ain't that eyebrow raising to me. From all angles of us, flash your mag loud enough to cast the avalanche and bust the volcanoes erupt.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, yo, what's up?
We're coming to get you.
Todd, they know it's up.
To be a loudmouth, remember me?
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who burned your house down.
Oh.
Well, I'm out now.
Shit.
And this time I'm coming back to blow your house up. And I ain't gonna leave you with a window to jump out of. Give me 2 fat tabs and 3 shrooms, and you won't see me like fat people in steam rooms. And when I go to hell and I'm getting ready to leave, I'ma put air in a bag and charge people to breathe.
Cause this is what happens when bad meets evil. And we hit the trees till we look like Vietnamese people. He's evil, and I'm bad like Steve Siegel. Against peaceful, see you in hell for the sequel.
We'll be waiting.
See you in hell. Uh-huh. Wall Street.
Yo.
Royce the 5'9". Slim Shady. See you in hell for the sequel.
Bye bye.
Bad meets evil. What?
Until next time.
And so, that's the story of when bad meets evil. Two of the most wanted individuals in the county made Jesse James and Billy the Kid look like law-abiding citizens. It's too bad they had to go out the way they did. Got shot in the back coming out of that old saloon. But their spirits still live on to this day. Shh. Wait, did y'all hear that?